FM. Mum Fail Monday.
Okay, Mother's Day yesterday. I must confess, I have high expectations for Mother's Day.
Oh, really?
And after yesterday, I have decided to dramatically lower them in order to avoid further disappointment.
So what were your expectations going into the day?
Well, I usually get breakfast in bed. I woke up at 7:30. I knew that was too early for the kids, so I waited a little while. There was no sign of movement. So I decided to get up and go to the gym. And when I got back, they had started preparing breakfast. I must give them that.
Okay,
I was happy
okay.
with that. I thought if I walk in and they're not, they were up. Yes, they were making pancakes. Things were off to a good start.
Because you always strike me as someone that's really easily pleased.
Now, I had a sneaking suspicion that my husband had not helped the children because he was celebrating the Port Adelaide win on Friday night and got home at 4 a.m.
Oh, dear.
But to be fair, Port have been having a rough run. That was a good win, so...
So I'd already sussed out that Miller, the 13-year-old, had been charged with going out and getting the present on the Saturday. And I was pretty low-key about what I was to receive. But Frankie, the 10-year-old, was very excited about giving me the gift. So she was making a big deal. Let's give Mummy the present. Let's give Mummy the present. Mm. I sit down to open the present and the doorbell rings on a Sunday morning.
Well, who's coming around
it's
on a Sunday morning?
It's delivering online shopping to the 19-year-old on a Sunday morning.
Oh, no.
So I've lost her. She's taken off and come back with a box. So while I go to open my present, she's completely ignoring me and opening her own online shopping. And I'm starting to get a bit grumpy because it's supposed to be about me.
Absolutely.
And that's the rule 365 days of the year.
So they should know by now.
Okay, so she's not paying attention. And then I spat the dummy and I did something I'm really not proud of. I said, do you know what? I don't need to open this present. I already know what's in it because you left the receipt on the kitchen table. I just saw it.
Were you crying when you said this?
I knew all along. Well, I wasn't crying. But then Frankie, who was so excited to give me my Ugg boots, which was her idea, started crying because Miller, who bought the Ugg boots, had left the receipt and I'd seen it.
It feels to me like you should have just not mentioned the receipt.
I wasn't ready for mentioning the receipt, but then Grace made me really angry and I snapped.
Yeah.
Frankie starts crying, runs out of the room. I haven't even opened my Ugg boots yet. I start crying because I've upset Frankie and then I feel bad. Then I have to pull myself together because I realise I'm hosting Mother's Day.
And your husband's thinking I should have stayed out.
So
he's crying because he's hungover. Grace is crying because she's got a fantastic gift that no one's paying any attention
to. She's still opening her box. Then I realise I've got to prepare lunch. I say to James, can you just go down to the shops and get me the ingredients? He says, you sit down. I'm taking care of lunch.
Oh, no.
He goes to the shops, goes to Foodland at Henley Beach, gets locked in the underground car park, can't get his car out.
Oh, no.
So I have to start preparing the lunch that I've been told to sit down and put my feet up.
Right.
So he gets home at 12:15 with the ingredients I need and my family's arriving in 15 minutes.
Wow.
How do you think that went down?
Right. It sounds more like a dad-daughter fail to me, this particular
day. So I've already started preparing half the lunch. My mum gets there. She's like, what's wrong? And I'm crying again.
Wow.
I'm never hosting Mother's Day again. She's like, here's a champagne. Sit down.
Let's just drink your way through this. You'll be okay.
Put your Ugg boots on that you already knew about.
So what time's the therapist catch up today?
Hey, what hurt more? The fact that they were Ugg boots or the how much they paid for them?
I love my Ugg boots, if you're listening, girls. I didn't want anything else but slippers for Mother's Day.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.